It's Saturday morning at the Honey Creek Inn, a cozy family-style restaurant where Center County locals typically meet for coffee, eggs, and conversation. These days, those conversations are heavily focused on the upcoming presidential election. Pennsylvania is a swing state, and Barack Obama, the Democratic nominee, and John McCain, his Republican rival, have been campaigning hard to win over the critical bloc of undecided voters here. But Dave, a retired machinist, who remembers when this area was humming with mills and factories, now long shut, has made his decision not to vote for anyone.
They're all crooks. Ain't no one going to help the common person. The Democrats help the welfare people, and the Republicans help the big boys. The middle class doesn't get any help, but people out there struggling.
And according to Pam, an office clerk, some of that struggling has been caused by America's free trade policy. She says it's taken an especially heavy toll on Center County, which has seen almost all of its factories shuttered or relocated over the past decade or so. The last major one, a brass fittings business, closed its doors this past year.
I want outsourcing to stop, outsourcing jobs. I want a president who's going to put an end to giving bonuses to companies that outsource jobs outside the United States.
You know a lot of people in that situation?
Yes. We need to keep the jobs here.
You think either of the candidates will pay attention to that? And
Barack promises to.
As in many areas of rural America, a large proportion of Center County residents are Bible-toting Christians like Al. He believes Barack Obama is a Muslim, even though Obama, who is Christian, has repeatedly denied being a Muslim.
And I believe that if Obama is elected, one of the first things he's going to do is separate us from Israel. There will be no support for Israel. And that will be the downfall of the United States.
National security is a top priority for Vicky, who also supports McCain.
9/11 changed me forever. I never want to see another attack on our country again. I think John McCain definitely would be the person for that because of his military background.
It is Barack Obama's roots in community organizing rather than international politics that have inspired Joanne of State College, Pennsylvania, a liberal university town, to work for Obama's campaign.
Because of his philosophy of the importance of local politics and people being involved in their communities.
Do other people see it that way?
I think that more than anything, people are interested in seeing change and no more Bush.
Indeed, restaurant owner Betty Lawhead says that while most of her patrons voted for George W. Bush twice, she believes many would be voting for Barack Obama on Election Day.
Except for the fact that he's black. Mm-hmm. And that's too bad, but that's the way it is. It's just the prejudicial thing. We've never had a lot of black people in this area, and it's just kind of a touchy subject.
Many people here supported the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and have watched as their children have enlisted to fight. But 7 years and hundreds of billions of dollars in war costs later, many Center County residents have changed their minds. Again, Betty Lawhead.
I am absolutely furious about it. And I think a lot of people in this area are too. We've had some people horribly wounded that come back here. Terrible.
Sissy works two low-wage jobs to support her two children and grandchild. She believes, mistakenly, that former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein played a role in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, and she thinks that justified the U.S. invasion of Iraq in early 2003.
At first, I felt, get in there, support them, whatever. But now that we're stuck there and nothing's really changing that much, we're going to be stuck there for a long time. And that's money out of our pockets that we could be helping our own homeless, our own people that are going hungry and people that can't afford health care.
Such social concerns are fueling a lot of anger at the recent $700 billion federal bailout of the American financial industry. The huge commitment of taxpayer dollars is likely to leave little surplus for the ambitious health care plan Barack Obama hopes to put in place if elected. To William, an elderly retiree, that is an outrage.
Why should we save the banks? as far as I'm concerned, not to hell with them.
These days, Joe, a truck driver, is most concerned about the solvency of the federally funded retirement system known as Social Security.
I'm one of the baby boomers that are going to retire in 10 years. And I'm not even sure I'm going to have Social Security when I retire. I'd really like to see that improved. So my kids, when they retire, you know, they'll have what my father had before me and my grandfather had.
Waitress Kelly Coburn, a single mom who doubles as a dental assistant, already works 7 days a week. She's aware that both McCain and Obama have economic recovery plans.
Okay, but I believe it when I see it. It's all talk to me. I want to see action, like the day they go into office, you know, and be honest. Be honest with us people. I just wish we had more honest politicians out there that, you know, live the life like you and I do. Mm-hmm. I'm an honest, hardworking person, and I want our politicians to be honest and hardworking. Also, you know, I want to see results.
Coburn and other residents of Center County, Pennsylvania, will be after results by casting their ballots on November 4th. Local election board officials are predicting the largest voter turnout in the county's history. At the Honey Creek Inn in Reidsville, Pennsylvania, this is Adam Phillips reporting. Thank you.